We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Nun Beis. We're discussing the concept that there are times during the year when a person's Yiras Shemayim should be on a heightened scale. And he had discussed the 10 days that precede Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And now he says, Ve'ilat aval zeh da, and the cause of all this, the idea behind it, he says, I want you to know, that just like when there's a fire in the city, so in their days, all the houses were attached to one another. So if there was a fire, everyone was in danger. So then, the danger is to the whole city, even the places where the fire is not burning right now.
But
by the same token, when there's the fire of God's exacting justice and God's anger, so to speak, is burning at set times, that anger can scorch people who were not the focus of the anger initially. The anger was not focused at them, but when God is judging the world with exacting justice, what we call midat adin, so then everyone's in danger. As it says, Eov was tremendously God-fearing. And yet we know what happened to him. We mentioned earlier how when there was exacting justice in the world, so then Eov got burned from that coal. You find Chazal tell us, the Medrash says, it says, God remembered Noah. When? After the destruction was complete. Meaning, so long as there is this anger being poured out at earth, and there's all of humanity and civilization and all the animals and all the crops and everything's being destroyed, so at that time it doesn't say that God remembered Noah for good. I Noach deserve to be remembered for good, but the Pasuk doesn't point that out. Until after everything is completely destroyed and the wrath is over, so to speak. Because it's not in our own interest to be mentioned up above at a time of anger. And if a person's mentioned at a time of anger, he could get burnt, even if he's on a good level. But if there's exacting justice, so then they say, wait a second, does he live up to his task? Is he up to par? And that's why throughout the flood you don't find Noach is mentioned at all. And being that these days there is, so to speak, Hashem's anger, Hashem set these days as days of justice, where Hashem looks over every creature, and then Hashem chooses, Hashem decides how much of a livelihood each creature should get, and so there's great danger. These are times where a person has to take very seriously the situation and the realization that his future is sitting now and being judged. His future is on the scale. So our sages came along and told us they're going to arouse us. We blow shofar every morning. And that's to arouse us, to cleanse ourselves of any dirt, of anything that soils us. Prior to approaching the Holy One. As the Prophet told us, cleanse yourself, straighten yourselves out before the time comes that you have to stand before God. So our sages aroused us to prepare ourselves already from the beginning of the month of Elul to look over our ways in life and to see if we have sin in our hands, we should discard it. If we have within our tents things that are unjust, we should distance it from ourselves. And rather we adorn ourselves with tshuva, with repentance, with tefillah, with prayer, with tzedakot, with charity and ma'asim tovim, with good deeds. Hu shamar ha-katuv, that's what the verse says. Tikuv v'chodesh shofar ba-kesel yom chageinu, tichok li-Yisrael u-mishpat le-leokei Yaakov. We start blowing the shofar from the beginning of the month, as we anticipate that great day of justice, that great day of judgment on Rosh Hashanah, for we know that's when we're going to be judged. Mashal le-sar gadol she'ya lo kas al echad ma'avadav. What's this similar to? There was a great officer, and he had a servant who was very upset at, v'chamato ba'aravo, and his anger was burning within him at that servant. So as the officer is all upset at his servant, the servant walks in and asks for the raise he promised. And at that moment, the anger of his master went so far, he was ready to kill him. Whereas if the servant would have laid low, if he wouldn't have walked in, if he wouldn't have come with his request at that time, so then maybe the anger would have passed and everything would have been okay. Instead, he came in and asked for the raise, so that's when the master starts giving it to him. You're talking to me about a raise? You know how upset I am at you? Ah, now he's going to get it. That's the way it works. It's when it comes to this awesome day, the day of justice, the day of judgment. And if we wouldn't make ourselves stand out up above, then the anger wouldn't come on a person. But being that this is a day which is chok li Israel, what does chok mean? Chok means that they set the amount of food every person is going to have for the year. So every person is mentioned before the master of the world as it is decided how much sustenance he is going to have. On these days they decide every creature how much he's going to have. Vehu gam ken mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. So it's also the day the God of Jacob judges the world. Uveta din ma mishpat baze levakesh panasa.
So if a person steps up and says, well, I want help with my parnasa, so he makes himself, he's like the servant walking forward with requests, and then up above they say, wait a second, if he stepped forward, we have a word or two with him, we have issue with him. So we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time. So what's his advice to us? That's what we'll see, Bezachem, next time.